Well, then you have people here that have history of the races. I mean, I just can imagine, just going back to my small town and knowing the way I was treated and so forth, you know, the church is getting together, you know, and I will admit it's changed there a lot too. There, the blacks have moved into some of the, well, more of the predominantly white streets, and then they're not subdivisions, they're just streets, streets and so forth. But I would like to see the community, I think it would really help the community and help the community race relations if we could all get together and let, you know, have different functions together. So we're in trying.
What's your most memorable community event here in Roswell, or that you can?
My biggest, I love the, to be honest, we started this about 6 years of the, 6 years ago with the Roswell Cultural Arts. And when they gave us the they gave us a Sunday, and actually they gave us the whole month of February. But I love going to the Black History programs that we have. I think that's very important that we have there. And they have other events too. And I think it's very important because I think our young adults need to know about the history of blacks, the accomplishments of blacks. And this is the only time we get it because we really don't still, we still do not get that in the school system. And the reason I say that is because I talk to my kids, so all three of mine, and still the same thing. So I really enjoy that, probably the best. And I think it was really nice the mayor to be able to do that. I wish all cities had something similar, that you celebrate Black History all month, because you think about it, you can't tell all the story in one day. But we enjoy going to the Roswell Cultural Arts Center, very nice place, and I think that's great. And the city sponsors it and tells you a lot to even go and put up all these banners around. I mean, the city is paying for it, which is really great. And I just enjoyed that probably more than anything else, just having that. And it gives us a chance again, but again, I think it's again something we need to come together. We know, you know, everyone needs to hear about our history, just like we're saying it at now we're trying to put together a scrapbook. Blacks here in Roswell made a lot of accomplishments too, but they've been left out, and we need to find a way. And what other better way there is to bring the races together, and then you have some type of conversation about what we've done, and that'll help them understand us too. It's about working together, to be honest. That's the way I feel about it.
That's very interesting. Speaking of just, you said that the Roswell, I guess the historic, or the city is helping you all with your, just with events and whatnot. I'm just curious, have you been to any of the historic Roswell, I guess, sites or buildings, and have there been any things that of those sites have been pertaining to, you know, African Americans?
The ones I've been to, I've been to like the Smith House Plantation, excuse me, and I'm thinking about another one, but not to me. I just didn't get that feeling. I mean, you talk about, you know, the plantation, we talk about all of that, but you get no sense of that. The only time, again, is in the month of February, they go to the city hall and there's a display of, you know, of what went on in Roswell and so forth, but not every day to me. And that's what they're trying to change with the Roswell Historical Society. Again, changes are starting to take place, you know, where they are talking about, and that, like, for now, this interviewing type things you're doing too. So people are aware of it now. But I think a lot of it's to push to with the community saying we want to know more and we need to know more. And we just have to come together. And I guess the churches are always the foundation of where people say first is where we come together, because that's your roots. You know, we say we love the Lord. Well, then we should love the Lord whether we're black or white. It shouldn't matter. And that's really the change that needs to take place.
So besides black and white relations, how are relations with other races and ethnicities?
Well, that's interesting, because in the last years, the Hispanic,